1 Peter chapter 5. Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strengths. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the U.S., affecting 40 million adults in the United States ages 18 and older, or 18.1% of the population every year. Today, we receive counsel from a person. The Apostle Peter, who no doubt lived amid persecution, not knowing that the next day what it would bring him. He tells us, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with depth, affection, and watches over you very carefully. You also have your share of problems. I get it. I wrote on the margin of my Bible, casting all my anxiety on my Savior, who I am sure he takes care of me. Help me, Lord, to make this a reality in my life, day after day. I wrote that in 1995, and I haven't made it yet. I must continue to strive to leave it at his feet, everything that worries me, and to wait for him to do his work. I must admit that the problem is not his lack or his care for me. So far, the Lord has helped me. The problem has been that I pay attention to the enemy who tries to sow seeds of fear and distress in my inner being. I do empty my day of its fears, but the enemy refills it again. I must then fill my day with his promises. Through days of toil, when hearts fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path, God will take care of you. Through every day, all the way, he will take care of you.